Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser. We're talking slaughter numbers in the beef business. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Because of the coronavirus pandemic, we've been backing up cattle in the pipeline. We simply have not had enough packing capacity to kill all the cattle that we normally have been killing in recent months and compared to a year ago. Dr. Glenn Tonser, Extension Livestock Market Economist, says we hit the bottom in April, but we seem to be making a comeback.
USDA reports this past week, for the full week, we hit 499,000 head, so just under 500,000 head. Now, that's a preliminary note. These things get revised, and after the fact, we'll come back and hopefully confirm, if not be higher than that. For context, that's up from 452,000 the week before, so we're going in the right direction. But yet, same week a year ago, it was 662,000 head. So that's embedded in my comment, as we're still down, notably compared to last year, but things are moving in the right direction. The last week of April, at least to date, and I hope sort of permanently, was the lowest production volume, the lowest number of animals processed. Hopefully throughout the month of May, we continue to improve.
And Dr. Tonser says that he and one of his colleagues, Lee Schultz from Iowa State, have projected that as of the end of April, we've got about 510,000 head of cattle that we wanted to process, wanted to send to the processing plants, but we're not able to because of the backup.
If we manage to push over 500,000 head processing the rest of May, so here are the last two full weeks of May, then it's possible that we'll start June 1 with under a million head carryover. Now, ironically here, under a million head would be a good development compared to where we were a couple weeks ago. I mean, everything's relative is the term. The fact sheet Lee and I put out put four scenarios on the table for June 1st carryovers that range from, I believe it was 1.1 to 1.3 million head that would have went into June that we didn't want to go into June under normal circumstances. I'm highlighting this because we have an opportunity to keep making progress here the rest of May and maybe get that June 1st carryover under a million. Now, that's still a lot of cattle, right? We have a backlog for sure in that story, but improvement is improvement, and I want to highlight that.
That million head backup will take the rest of the second quarter, June, and probably all of the third quarter, July, August, and September, before we have any sort of relative balance back in the overall pipeline between the feedlot sector into the processing sector. So the improvement is coming. It's going to be gradual.
Oh, very much so. So, I mean, even if we were running at 660,000 head like we were a year ago, if I'm correct that we have north of 500,000 head carried over, I mean, you've got more than a full operating week just to deal with the backlog, not the ones normally coming at the system. So it's not just a days or weeks. It's really going to take months to work through this process.
It should be noted that as federally inspected slaughter increases, wholesale box beef prices are starting to tumble. A week ago, we hit a record that we may never break again, $475 per hundredweight for choice beef. As of yesterday evening, we were down $60 from that particular level. And cash cattle prices had a little bit up in the latest week, according to Dr. Tonser.
The volumes specifically remain low, but improving. And there's different numbers I'm going to give us here, but there's a wide range in these because there's regional variation. There's a lot of stuff underneath this. The Southern Plains Friday quote from USDA was $120, which would be up quite a bit from the week before. The last Kansas-specific number I could find was actually for Wednesday, was $115. And then a five-area price for the week came in at about $111. So you have a whole hybrid, right? And obviously, if it's $111, it's a lot below $120. There was a tone that was improving prices throughout the week. That is good and consistent with the general tone that we're processing more cattle day by day. That was the trend that showed up in the daily volume handled, harvested reports. I remain optimistic that if we don't get some more bad news in the next couple of weeks, there's ongoing support for higher cattle prices. But it's not just the price, right? It's P times Q gives revenue. Price is important, but the quantity we're able to push through the system is arguably just as important, if not more important, than the price at the moment for a lot of feed yards. And hopefully we see that volume improve.
K-State market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex efforts, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.